Level 5.0, Story 19, Annie Oakley, Track 1, Keywords. Read along quietly while I read the keywords and their definitions. Farm, land used to grow crops. Earned, received in return for work. Dimes, coins worth 10 cents. Markswoman, a skilled sharpshooter who is female. Stop the CD. Use the title, picture, and keywords to help you write a prediction. Annie Oakley, Track 2. Read along quietly while I read. Her name was Annie Oakley, and by the time she was 20, she was a legend. She was the most famous markswoman who ever lived. At 30 paces, she could slice a playing card in half with the thin edge toward her. She could shoot dimes out of the air, and she still holds the record for smashing glass balls. In just one day, she shot and smashed 4,772 glass balls out of 5,000 thrown into the air. Most girls didn't shoot guns in those days, at least not so well that they won shooting matches. But that didn't bother Annie. By the time she was 9, she was shooting rabbits and quail for her family's dinner. By the time she was 14, she had earned enough money in shooting matches to pay off the mortgage on the family farm. In 1875, when Annie was 15, she went to Cincinnati and won a match against a famous vaudeville performer. His name was Frank Butler, and he was so impressed with Annie that he fell in love with her and later became her manager. Annie went on to join Sells Brothers Circus, and then for 17 years, she was a star in Buffalo Bill's Wild West show. Many years later, someone wrote a stage play called Annie Get Your Gun about Annie Oakley's life. Annie Oakley, Track 3. Read along for a second time. Her name was Annie Oakley, and by the time she was 20, she was a legend. She was the most famous markswoman who ever lived. At 30 paces, she could slice a playing card in half with the thin edge toward her. She could shoot dimes out of the air, and she still holds the record for smashing glass balls. In just one day, she shot and smashed 4,772 glass balls out of 5,000 thrown into the air. Most girls didn't shoot guns in those days, at least not so well that they won shooting matches. But that didn't bother Annie. By the time she was 9, she was shooting rabbits and quail for her family's dinner. By the time she was 14, she had earned enough money in shooting matches to pay off the mortgage on the family farm. In 1875, when Annie was 15, she went to Cincinnati and won a match against a famous vaudeville performer. His name was Frank Butler, and he was so impressed with Annie that he fell in love with her and later became her manager. Annie went on to join Sells Brothers Circus, and then for 17 years, she was a star in Buffalo Bill's Wild West show. Many years later, someone wrote a stage play called Annie Get Your Gun about Annie Oakley's life. Annie Oakley, Track 4. Read along for a third time. Her name was Annie Oakley, and by the time she was 20, she was a legend. She was the most famous markswoman who ever lived. At 30 paces, she could slice a playing card in half with the thin edge toward her. She could shoot dimes out of the air, and she still holds the record for smashing glass balls. In just one day, she shot and smashed 4,772 glass balls out of 5,000 thrown into the air. Most girls didn't shoot guns in those days, at least not so well that they won shooting matches. But that didn't bother Annie. By the time she was 9, she was shooting rabbits and quail for her family's dinner. By the time she was 14, she had earned enough money in shooting matches to pay off the mortgage on the family farm. In 1875, when Annie was 15, she went to Cincinnati and won a match against a famous vaudeville performer. His name was Frank Butler, and he was so impressed with Annie that he fell in love with her and later became her manager. Annie went on to join Sells Brothers Circus, and then for 17 years, she was a star in Buffalo Bill's Wild West show. Many years later, someone wrote a stage play called Annie Get Your Gun about Annie Oakley's life. Stop the CD. Now practice reading the story.